Well, welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson. Well, folks, it is Monday. It is the start of another fabulous week. And as usual, we are back to talk about another thought-provoking topic, a self-development, self-improvement topic. And today, I want to focus in on a topic that has been churning in my spirit. It deals with the word temporary. Recently, the word temporary has just been speaking in my spirit, and I knew that I was going to have to do some sort of teaching or podcast recording on temporary. So today, I want to talk on temporary situations. You know, those in-between moments of life that often feel excruciatingly long and impossible. When we look at the word temporary, it means something that is not permanent or something that is existing only for a period or periods of time. Something that will last for only a limited period of time. It also means the absence of permanence. Because a lot of times when we are in those excruciating moments or those temporary seasons of life, it can feel like it's a permanent situation. And we know that, again, we're still in the COVID climate right now. And so a lot of people are dealing with situations that feel like they are permanent, you know, but they're not. It could be the loss of a job. It could be a shift in relationships or a shift in family dynamics, whatever it is, because so many people are going through things. It could be just dealing with the personal loss of something. And right now you could be feeling like, I am never going to lose this pain that I feel, this hurt that I feel. And whatever situation you're dealing with right now that you would rather avoid, that you find is causing stress, just know that it is temporary. And we've got to be people who understand the process of transitioning out of a temporary situation into a new season. Last week we talked about being resilient. And if we're going to be resilient, we definitely got to be people who know how to manage temporary situations. We want to be people who know how to thrive during temporary situations, because so many times that's where we fail. We give up. We throw in the towel. We end up finding ourselves in a place that we'd rather not be. And so today, let's just deal with this topic. Temporary, temporary, temporary. The absence of permanence. Whatever you're dealing with that's causing havoc in your life, stress, worry, depression, it is temporary. It's only going to exist for a certain amount of time, a limited period of time. When we take time, you know, to reflect upon just, you know, the natural environment, we begin to observe, you know, a complex but yet very beautiful world cycle through patterns and phases and through stages of transition. You know, you can look outside and see, even now it's fall, and you can see that the season is changing. You can see that summer didn't last forever. We can see just natural cycles through which the seasons change, and we can see transformation. And it happens effortlessly. You know, at least to us, it looked like it's just happening so smoothly. Well, look at that example and compare it to your life. Your life is in transitions. Your life is transitioning from one season to the next. And not one season that you've experienced, lasts forever, did it? Nope, it didn't. It did not last forever. There are four seasons of transformation. The first season is summer. Summer is usually that season where we are in a season of reward and celebration and fulfillment. This is the season we all would just love to be in permanently. But how many of you know we cannot stay in summer forever? The next season is autumn. Some people refer to it as fall. This season is a season of survival, mistakes, and problems. And next, we have the season of winter, a season of reflection, hibernation, and planning. And then the fourth season is spring, a season for learning and opportunity and dynamic thinking. You know, life cycles through phases of transformation and changes that are unavoidable, inevitable, and yet very manageable. Did you hear what I just said? Life cycles through phases of transformation and change. And these transformation and changes are unavoidable, inevitable, but yet they are very manageable. And that's what we want to talk about today. How to manage when we're in a season of temporary discomfort, stress, setback, and it just looks like we're not going to ever get out of whatever it is that we're dealing with currently. Seasons change constantly. And sometimes they change without us really even noticing it or putting a lot of thought on it. And so it is in nature, so it is in our lives. The seasons of life are constantly changing as a result of the choices that we make, some of the decisions that we make. And that's why we have to be careful in the decision and choices that we make, because they can enter us and shift us into a good season, or they can shift us into a season of sadness and problems and setback. For things to not change, that means they're going to what? Stay the same. And we know that we cannot remain unchanged if we are constantly making new choices and decisions about our conditions and circumstances. So let's think about some changes, some decisions and choices you've made. And how did those choices and decisions change your conditions and circumstances? You know, let's say you start a new job. That was a choice. A lot of people are starting new jobs because they want to make more money. They want opportunities for advancement. And just that decision to go after that, we can usually see the good and the benefits of it, but we don't always see the problems and the temporary situations and frustrations that come along with starting a new job, such as learning new people, learning your job. Sometimes that can be stressful, trying to learn a new job, and then, you know, not being able to miss during your probation period. And even though those are things that you don't like to do typically, but we know that it's temporary, right? And in this case, 90 days. And then after that, you'll be in a different situation. And so be careful about the changes. Always see both sides of a decision that you make and choices that you make. Sometimes we can only see the good, but also focus in on how it's going to shift your life. What kind of season could it potentially shift your life into? Seasons transition naturally, right? The seasons of life, they transition naturally from one phase to another as a result of, in this case, our thoughts and values and beliefs that we're constantly having going on in our minds. And, you know, we sit and we think of things that we want to do. And like I said, those things can shift us into another season, the things that we value. The beliefs that we have, whether you believe it or not, the things that you believe can shift you in one season to the other. And it's up to you whether or not you're going to thrive in those seasons, especially if it's full of setbacks and disappointments. It's up to you. Do you know that you can thrive during temporary situations? The seasons of life are as temporary as raindrops, right? That are falling on your head. The seasons of life are as temporary as the thunder that is raging outside. You know how those storms come through, it's thundering, the wind is blowing. And I mean, it could come down so hard, it'll have you wondering, oh my goodness, is it gonna start flooding, or is the wind gonna knock a tree over? But you know, during those very strong storms that come through, guess what? None of them last forever. And so the next time you feel like the situation that you're in is permanent, and it looks like you're never going to get out of it. You're never going to get out of debt. You're feeling like you're, excuse me, that you're never going to get your joy back or your happiness back, or you're never going to get out of whatever this situation is. Know that just like the rain, the thunder, and the wind, it's not going to last forever. They are temporary, aren't they? Those things are temporary in nature. Just as the season of life, you know, they're temporary on a psychological level. And sometimes when we're going through these problems, we get so fixated on the problem, so fixated on the temporary being permanent, until we end up taking ourselves through these emotional roller coasters. And some people never recover from those emotional roller coasters because all they can do is think about where they are. And then they start to believe that this is it. This is where I'm going to be the rest of my life. But you know what? The length of time that it takes you to progress through whatever that season is that you're going through that is not feeling good, it feels uncomfortable, unbearable. Guess what? The amount of time that it's going to take you to progress through it is simply a reflection of your state of mind. Did you hear what I just said? Your state of mind is what's going to determine how long you stay in a season that you're currently in, especially if it's uncomfortable, frustrating, stressful, agonizing. Your state of mind is the key. You know, if we are the type of person that can adapt successfully and move through difficult and unpleasant phases quickly, then we will come out quickly. But if we are unable to adapt, then we're going to suffer the consequences of failing to, you know, capitalize on opportunities that life inevitably throws our way. We can't even see the opportunities because we are so fixated on the fact that we're never going to get out. And you know what? You're not going to get out if that's how you're thinking. Again, the amount of time that it takes you to get out of it depends on your state of mind. What is your state of mind? Is your state of mind one of turning a temporary situation into a permanent situation? Is that what you're repeating over and over in your mind? You know, like the woman with the issue of blood, instead of her chanting and repeating some sort of affirmation to help deliver herself out of her situation, are you the type of person that's doing the opposite of that? Are you chanting negative, permanent vibes over your situation that's causing you to just stay there longer than you should, because it's, after all, a temporary situation? You know, we're supposed to just live through it. We're supposed to thrive through the temporary situations. And do not get fooled in believing that you are not coming out. You are coming out. Whatever you're dealing with is temporary. What is that definition of temporary again? Not permanent. Absence of permanence. Something that will last for only a limited period of time. And if our mind, our state of mind is where it needs to be, we're going to come on through that thing. We're going to be able to move through that difficult and unpleasant season quickly. Assess your state of mind. The seasons, you know, that we go through in life, they're there to teach us about ourselves. Sometimes it can feel like it's a waste of time when we're going through these different seasons of life. You know, the ones that we'd rather not be in, it can feel like it's setting us back, causing us to have to start all over. It can feel like it's putting us in a position of loss. It's putting us in a position of, some people end up losing their faith. It's not designed to do that. Again, what is your state of mind? If your state of mind is looking at it like that, then you're in trouble. And I'm challenging you with today's podcast to shift your mindset so that you can thrive during temporary situations. Those seasons are there to teach us about ourselves. You know, when you're in those temporary situations, you will find out a lot about yourself that you didn't realize. You're going to find out a lot about others, because sometimes we can have so much faith in people until we get in these certain seasons, and then we really find out what people are really about. Those seasons are there to teach us lessons about life. And a lot of times when we come on the other side of those temporary situations, we can look back and just rejoice at the lessons that we learned through those temporary seasons. We can go back and rejoice at the wisdoms we've learned, the relationships, those true, strong, loyal relationships that were developed in the midst of those temporary situations. You know, when we're in those winter seasons. And those temporary seasons are there to help us grow emotionally. You know, some of us, we're not emotionally mature. We have no emotional intelligence. And those temporary seasons are going to help develop that. Those temporary seasons help us to grow physically and socially. And so we're not going through those temporary seasons for nothing. Thank God that He has it in His plan that it's temporary. We're not supposed to stay there forever for the rest of our lives. Those temporary seasons are there to enliven our spirit. Do you know how many temporary seasons of stress, frustration, or setback that I've gone through, but I have always been able to see the provision of God, the glory of God, the miracles of God, and just the mighty moves of God, His favor, you know, His strength, that those waivers, you know, He'll jump in there and things that you should have been required to do, God will jump in there and put a waiver up there before you, and people will waive things that they should have charged you for or what have you. And so we wouldn't be able to experience that and witness that if we didn't go through some of these temporary seasons. These temporary seasons are there to strengthen our emotional resilience in the face of adversity. Some of us do not know how to face adversity and to be strong. That's not to say that we won't have days where we're just tired and just feeling like that we're weak. That's not to say that that's not going to happen. The important thing is that we don't give up. We know how to war in the midst of that temporary situation. So when you consider, so I want you to consider how your life has changed and transformed over time. I want you to think back on a situation that happened, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago that you didn't think you were going to get out of. And guess what? You overcame. So you need to like applaud yourself, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a hug because you overcame it. When I look back over my life, there are things that I can look back at and I'm like, I did not think I could make it through it. But guess what? I did. I didn't see a way. I didn't see a strategy. All I could see was this doesn't look like it's going to have a happily ever after type of ending. But life changed. Life transformed. I changed. I became another person. And, you know, a lot of times before we advance to that next level, we've got to become another person. And so part of those temporary seasons are there to develop us and transform us into the person that next level is requiring us to be. But so many times we get caught up on the old version of who we were, and we like that. We're comfortable with it. We know what it's all about. We know how to move through that phase efficiently. But that is no longer effective for the next level, the next dimension of where you're called to go. And so those of us that always say, oh, I'm going to the next level, I want to go to the next dimension, are you able to thrive during those temporary seasons that are required to develop you emotionally, to develop you in knowing who you are, knowing who people are, the different spirits of people, and then just knowing about life in general? If you're not ready to do all of that and pay the price to get to that next level, then you're not going to get to the next level. You've got to become that person that is required for the next level. We want to advance. We want the blessings, but many don't want to go through what it takes to get to the next level. But when you think back over your life, you consider the emotional highs, all the heartbreaking lows you've experienced over your life so far. And when you consider your current predicament and your life circumstances, ask yourself the following questions. What season am I currently transitioning through? You know, are you in winter? Are you in spring, summer, or fall? When you look back at your life, how have those seasons in the past shaped your character? Because let's be honest, they shape us in some form, fashion, or way. How have the seasons strengthened, enriched your life? Because if we really be honest, those seasons did not just happen and we didn't get anything out of it. If anything, we saw that we failed. We saw that we wasn't strong as we thought we were. And then there are those of us who we thrived. We were successful. We matured. We developed. So sit down and look at your life in the past and see how you've done in the past. If you made it through then, you're going to make it through this. And remember, it's just temporary. Now, if you want to thrive in temporary situation, here are some things you need to do. Don't skip the struggle. Because the first thing we want to do when life gets tough, we want to skip the struggle. You know, this is especially true for situations that we know won't be there long anyway. We know we're not going to be there long, but yet we still want to skip the struggle. And when we skip the struggle, we are essentially repressing emotion. And a lot of times we need to get real about our emotions, and we need to take each brick down and use them to stand on to help us get through to the other side. Don't skip the struggle. I know it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, but my Lord, it's absolutely necessary. It's how we rebuild ourselves. And then the other thing is, stop creating solutions for problems that haven't even happened yet. You know, sometimes during temporary situations, we need to move farther away from, you know, like that cognitive bind of what we think we should be doing. You know, that's why a lot of times we end up getting stuck in that temporary season, because we're still trying to do what used to work. And God is trying to get us to realize, hey, that's not going to work at this next level. We're prepping for the next level. And here we are still trying to do the same thing, and we're wondering why it's not working anymore, because we are in between and you can't do it anymore. The next thing we want to do is we want to be mindful, have a mind and a spirit of gratitude. We want to slow down. We want to stop, breathe, organize our emotional space so that we can function. Because some of us are here, we're trying to function and we're all rattled in our minds. We're not put together. You know, if you've seen a person with their hair all over their head, that's how we're trying to function. When we need to slow down, we're trying to go continue to float 80 miles per hour. You know, when we need to be standing still at this point. And we need to just remind ourselves that everything in our current situation is not forever. That's what we should be chanting. This is not forever. This is only temporary. This is only temporary. And the next thing we need to do is accept what is going on with us. When we're in temporary situations, we often try to rebel from the space we are in, right? We want to skip the acceptance of our current state of life. But we've got to come to grips and just accept where we are so that we can move forward and get to where we need to be. I know that's easier said than done, but think about it. How is resisting your current situation working for you? It's not working out too good, right? So reverse it. Acknowledge it, accept it, and then move forward. Yep, you know, I got fired. Yep, my credit has been hit. Yep, I accept that. And then move forward and rebuild. Begin to surrender to the situation, so to speak, so that God can take you on over to the next level, so that you can see him quickly advance you, whatever the setback is. It's not going to take long to come back from it. because first of all, you develop a new mindset. You've been matured physically and mentally. You have, and spiritually, you've been matured. You're looking at life from a different mindset. And you just know, again, that life is flowing in a natural state. Just like the seasons are changing outside, the trees, the colors of the trees are changing. Soon the leaves are going to be falling. The temperatures are changing. And we've got to be mindful of that. If those seasons are naturally following a cycle, and then they come out of that cycle and go to the next, that's what our lives are doing. We're just going through the cycles. We're going through summer, the season of reward, celebration, and fulfillment. Then autumn, season for survival, mistakes, and problems. Then winter, a season of reflection, hibernation, and planning. And then spring, a season for learning, opportunity, and dynamic thinking. These are the cycles of life. These are the phases of transformation. They are unavoidable. They are inevitable. But yet they are very, very manageable. And so just remember, your situation is not permanent. And it has an absence of permanence. And remember that it is manageable and that you can thrive during temporary situations. All right, folks, that's my time. I trust that today's podcast has been a source of encouragement, a source of causing your mind to think, your spirit to be encouraged and ready to shift. You know, I hope that today's podcast is causing you to be strong, you know, to identify what your problem has been if you're hanging out in that temporary situation longer than you should. So again, thank you for listening. Tell others about the podcast. Like, share, comment, rate today's podcast. Until the next time, have a wonderful week.